Cumulative Review 1. Exercise 1. 1.
I had my photo in a German newspaper once. I was 13 or 14, and my class was taking part in a school exchange. The school in Germany was in a village called Wendlingen. It's in the southwest of the country, near Stuttgart. Anyway, when we landed at the airport, my ears were really hurting after the flight, and I just wanted to go somewhere quiet. I suppose I must have realised that someone was taking photos, but I didn't really care at the time. So it was a bit of a shock to see my photo in the paper the next day. In the photo, I'm shaking hands with my host family and looking extremely uncomfortable.
2.
There was a photo of me when I was really little in our local free magazine. I must have been about 6 at the time, because it was my first day at a new school. We'd just moved house, you see. You can see me standing at the front of the queue in the playground, waiting for the teacher to take us to our classroom. I'm wearing a black and yellow tracksuit and carrying a folder with my name on it. It's a pretty good photograph, actually, as it captures the atmosphere of the day. The children wandering around, looking a bit lost, and the teachers walking towards them, wondering what the next year will bring. I'd love to know who took it.
3.
I always used to love sports day at school, not because we didn't have any lessons in the afternoon, but because it was the day that I could show everyone that I was good at something. You see, I was the best in my class at running. I was the best in the year, in fact. So I would always win the 100-metre and 200-metre races. The races were fun, but the best part of the day was getting the medals and having my photo taken. I always felt on top of the world during the medals ceremony. And you can see that reflected in the photos. There's one in particular where I look as if I've just won an Olympic gold.
4.
The only time I've had my photo in the newspaper was when I was about 11. It was the awards ceremony of a programme run by the libraries in my city called the Good Readers' Circle. You had to get 1,000 points by reading different books. Each book was worth 6, 8, 10 or 12 points, depending on how difficult it was. Anyway, about 12 of us received the award, and after the ceremony we had our photo taken with the mayor. I was really looking forward to seeing the photo, but I couldn't believe my eyes when I opened the newspaper. The only person you could see properly was the mayor, and the rest of us were completely hidden behind him.